My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we look deeply at the prophet Jonah and the work that he did. As God called him, we know that he ran the other way immediately. And only after a fish swallowed him and spewed him on the shore of the sea there did he then go and do what God asked him to do. And here we see him doing just that, going through this city, and the incredible effect that his message had on the people of this city who were doing all kinds of sinful things, perhaps, angering God. And as he goes through this city, it's incredible to see the difference that it makes, the preaching of Jonah, because everybody, starting with the king, starting with the head, through the whole body, everybody begins to repent. And did you see it? Even the little animals had to have part of the part in the their ceremonies. They had to be covered with sackcloth. So even your little dog at home had to have a sackcloth on it. Can you imagine that? And so everybody's repenting. It's incredible, this turn away from sin that happened when people listened to Jonah. And we can see people gathering around Jesus in the gospel today to listen to what he has to say, to look at him, and to hear him. And yet Jesus says to all of them, I hope you're not coming here just to see signs, just for entertainment. Because they would pack around Jesus. We know that. There'd be lots of people would come. Well, maybe we can see something. Jesus is interested in their intention of being there. And he said, the reason you should be here is because I am telling you to repent. This is the great miracle that can happen during Lent. We can repent. We can turn from our sins. That is why Nineveh will rise up and condemn this generation, is because this generation isn't repenting. A frightening thing to think of. So we have a special advantage. We are able to know that Jesus, the miracle that he wants to do for us, is to have us repent. Then he can do great things. If we would only repent, turn from our sins, then the miracles will happen. Then the signs will appear clear to us. Not before. We need to have that repentance. So repent today. Even your dogs at home have to have a little sackcloth on.